At this time, we're going to go into executive session. The Board of Directors will conduct a closed meeting in executive session. You're not specifically involved in the presentation of this executive session agenda item. Please excuse yourself from the boardroom at this time. Okay, Phil, I think we need to proceed with talking about some of the protections.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, again, I'm Jennifer Knaut with the law firm of Scott Douglas & McConico, outside counsel to the Board of Directors in the Brazos River Authority. Given our discussion in executive session, we have a proposed resolution for the board's discussion and consideration today that would define the conditions of sale for the protections of the lessees at Possum Kingdom in accordance with the board's resolution and direction to staff at its last meeting that these protections be incorporated in the request for bids. So this resolution is one that we have prepared, and it's certainly open to board discussion and whatever changes you all may think are appropriate. But in order to, as a starting point, we'll go ahead and read this resolution, and then you all can discuss it. The following resolution is presented for consideration to the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority for adoption at its May 20, 2008 meeting. Be it resolved by the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority that any sale of Brazos River Authority leased property to a third-party purchaser shall require the third-party purchaser to acknowledge and accept the terms and conditions of any and all existing leases on lands that are part of the sale. And be it further resolved that any sale of Brazos River Authority leased property to a third-party purchaser shall require the third-party purchaser to maintain for no less than 5 years the lease rate methodology adopted by the Brazos River Authority Board of Directors at its July 30, 2007 board meeting, provided, however, such rates may be based upon assessed rather than appraised values at the option of the third-party purchaser. And be it resolved that any sale of Brazos River Authority leased property to a third-party purchaser shall require the third-party purchaser to provide each lessee a period of no less than 5 years to purchase the lessee's leased lot from the third-party purchaser or its successor in interest. And be it further resolved that the purchase price of any such sale of a leased lot to a lessee shall not include the value of any lessee's improvements on the leased property and shall be no more than the fair market value of the unencumbered fee simple estate. And be it further resolved that the third-party purchaser shall extend the term of any lease as necessary to allow each lessee the full 5-year period of time to purchase the lessee's leased lot. And that's the resolution as it stands right now.
We have some comments on it?
My first two comments are, first off, I'm a little concerned with the 5-year time period from two different avenues. The first one being there are folks up there that are fixed income, that are homesteaded, and I'm concerned about in 5 years the lease rates pricing them out of the market. The second thing is there's a lot of folks up there that in the last, I don't know, 5-10 years have been purchasing the improvements and the leases for an amount equivalent to the fair market value of the land. So I'm concerned that they're going to be upside down in their mortgages and not be able to extract enough equity in that first 5-year time period to actually turn around and then buy it again. So I'm not sure that that 5-year window is enough. I feel that that ought to be extended.
Billy, what's your thoughts?
I'm in agreement with Wade.
Okay. Peter?
I think give them a couple more years, perhaps 7 years.
Okay, so we have a recommendation for 7. What about you, Zach?
I mean, I could live with anything from 8 to 10. I also would like to hear some reasons why that the whoever the private purchaser is ought to be able to base their lease rates on a different mechanism than we can today. I think maybe they ought to be ought to have the same tools that we do in terms of appraised value and.
You mean the assessed versus the appraised? Well,
yeah, they provided that in that second or third paragraph.
I think the idea with that was is that that would save costs for both the lessees and the third-party purchaser because they wouldn't have to have new appraisals done. They could just go with the assessed values of the county. So I think that's just trying to maybe give another little break to whoever purchases and the lessee, because the current methodology is that we could provide an appraisal, they could provide an appraisal. If they didn't agree, if there was enough of a contention between the two, we'd get a third appraisal, more money. So I'm just thinking.
Well, let me clarify that for just a moment. I think we're kind of confusing things. On the appraisal process you just discussed would have been under the divestiture policy for a sale. Yeah. But the idea of making it at the option to go to assist is that we wouldn't be requiring the purchaser to go to the expense of an appraisal in order to follow the existing lease rate methodology. But like the chairman said, they could just use the assessed value that's already done by the appraisal district. Does that answer the question?
Yeah, thank you. Currently, I think our rate methodology indicates that after a certain period, we go to appraise a percentage of the appraised value for the rents.
Right.
I'm sorry, I kind of got a little bit off.
Chris, I went on board when. Can you briefly describe what the methodology is now to establish the value and cost of future leases?
Jennifer, do you have that? I don't remember exactly.
The lease rate methodology.
There's a rate now. What causes it to go to a different rate, et cetera, over a period of time? Is that
Matt? I'm going to let Matt do it because I don't have that committed to memory.
Okay.
Beginning in 2008, which is this year, it's 1% of assessed values. And the percentage rate remains at 1% for 5 years, from 2008 until 2012. However, beginning in 2010, the methodology adopted by the board, July 30th of 2007, would move the basis for that 1% to actual appraised values. So that would be the only difference. And then from there on in, it would be based on appraised values and would go up 1% every 5 years.
And it's on assessed value today.
Yes, that would be correct.
And that's established by who?
County Appraisal District.
Okay.
The Brazos River Authority was moving away from the use of assessed values towards.
We don't have anything to do with that value.
No.
Nothing.
Let me get you to restate, because when you say it goes up 1% every 5 years, are you saying that after five more years it would be 2%?
In 2000.
After five more years it'd be 3%?
In 2013 it would be 2%, 2018 it would be 3%, and so on until it reached 6, at which point the percentage would no longer go up.
Matt, do I understand what you just said? That is it fair to say that that resolution says appraisal district assessed values and appraisal district appraised values?
Values would be based, or would be done by the actual owner of the property, which when BRA adopted that methodology was obviously BRA. If BRA were to convey that property to someone else, it would be their own appraisal.
Okay, so you're not talking about the tax value, the appraised value and the assessed value being less in the exemptions. You're talking about a third party appraisal when we're talking about appraised value.
Correct.
Richard? I would say 8 to 10.
8 to 10, okay. Mark, what are your thoughts?
10 I think is a little excessive. I'd like to see 7 to 8.
7 to 8. Gene?
It's going to take you a year to close it anyway.
Sure.
So.
Well, it would go from
the date of the close.
From the date of the
right,
close.
It's from the date of close, and you're going to have a year. Just have to take this process to where we're going to go. So
okay.
7 years is actually going to get you 8.
Okay. Jean?
I'd like to see 8 to 10.
Okay. Let's make sure. Now, there's a number, and I'm sorry to interrupt you. There's a number of 5-year periods in here. We've got to make sure which 5-year period we're just going to. Can you back up a screen, please? The rate methodology. That's set at 5 years. Do we want to keep, let's kind of step through this, 5 years for the rate methodology of the rent?
No, we're talking.
I think we were talking both.
Well, there's more than one 5-year period, so I think we need to step through each 5-year period.
Okay.
Is everybody comfortable with 5-year period for the rate methodology?
No, we're saying 8 to 10.
Okay, you're talking for the rate methodology.
For the rate methodology and for the purchase methodology.
All
I agree.
Well, it needs to be either 8 or 10, doesn't it? I mean, not both.
Well, that's right.
Okay, well, let's step through each.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I would like to discuss it some more. What's the basis for 8 to 10? I mean, 5 was just a number, 8 to 10, I don't understand why 8 to 10. How do we decide between 8 and 10?
Well, actually, I think those were numbers that were just pulled out of the air at this point.
Okay.
From a five-year perspective, in regards to the lease rate methodology, I think it ought to be 10 years so that it protects the folks for 10 years down the road. They will know that the rate methodology that this prospective purchaser is going to follow will mirror what the Brazos River Authority was going to do during that same time period. For the second five-year period, I would be okay with 8, because at the way property values have been increasing at Possum Kingdom, I would hope that within that 5 to 8 year window, the equity increase is going to be enough to allow them to refinance their home so they're not upside down in their mortgages. So that was my goal on both of those, getting those beyond that.
Yeah, I just needed to have a basis because, you know, we had 5 and I assume that was for some reason. And now if you tell me that people will not be upside down after 10 years, I won't be against it. But I just wanted to understand how we're just pulling a number out of the air like that. That bothers me.
Well, and my concern with that is that we don't have much evidence of that. We just have, you know, it concealed. Again, you said that's just kind of pulling it out of the air. They might be upside down for 15 years, or they might be upside down for...
Yeah, I mean, we're not going to... I mean,
so... Mr. Chairman, in trying to get in my mind here, also when we keep talking about these five-year periods or 10-year periods, if a person right now has a 50-year lease, there's nothing changing in their 50-year lease.
Most likely, yeah. That's
right.
Yeah, remember, okay. There
that hadn't changed. Or if it's 10 or 15-year lease, nothing's changing. But for somebody whose lease is going to... expire in the next however long we set, we're saying we're guaranteeing for this length of time the same methodology and extension of your lease this far. Is that what I'm hearing?
That's part of it. Like I said there at least, and can you go back one screen? There are at least 3 different 5-year periods in this resolution. Mm-hmm. The first one is the RET methodology. The second one is the expiration of the
five
leases?
Years to purchase.
Yeah.
5 years. That's what I thought he was talking about, was the 5 years to purchase because of their upside down mortgage. And you said go to 8.
But if somebody has a 50-year lease, does it say this is the methodology of the lease? No.
Built in.
It does not.
Okay, it does not. So when we set 10 years, that's what's going to be there guaranteed of that.
Hang on. I'm sorry to interrupt. With the 50-year leases, which we had a limited number of people actually opt for, they have a rate methodology built into that lease.
Okay.
So that
will not change.
That will not change. It is in the contract that will be ratified at sale.
But the majority of the leases, the lease rate is not fixed. It's set to adjust on 5-year increments at the
as
board's discretion,
by the board.
Which will now be at a new developer's discretion. That's why I feel like we need 10 years worth of commitment from the board so that they'll know what the lease rate's going to be for the next 10 years.
Okay, and John, let's talk again. There's three different 5-year periods. The first one is rate methodology. The second one is the 5-year right to purchase. And the third is that the expiration, that if your lease, and that's that last section, if your lease expires, say in 2 years, or 3 years, it will automatically be extended to 5 years. So we got to make sure that we're talking about 3 different 5-year terms that are unrelated.
I have a question regarding the last 5-year period. If you do your earlier 5-year period to 8, if you raise it to 8, then how would that affect the time to purchase? Would that?
You mean if you do the rate methodology to?
No.
No, the purchase.
If you
do the purchase thing to 8.
If you do the purchase to 8,
But you only extend the lease to five?
No, you'd have to extend the lease to eight.
Purchase and lease would have to be the same.
You have to do it the same.
That's why I think that five is a reasonable time period. But so I guess, Lorelei, I have a procedural question for you. Rather than, can we amend this? Can we take votes on each amendment to the resolution? I don't want to do a global amendment.
Generally what you have is someone would make their own motion. And you'd see if there was a second to the motion and you'd go. I mean, I think you can have enough discussion to determine if there's any consensus, but ultimately someone needs to make a motion. Now, we formally have not adopted the Robert's Rules of Order per se, but that's generally what you'd see.
Lorelei.
These two can be his.
Before you can amend the motion, there has to be a motion and a second.
Yeah. Well, I understand that.
Okay, and then you do each of the amendments separately.
Correct. Yes,
but what I was going to say is we have not adopted Robert's Rules. So
I know.
But you can't, she was just saying, you can take them individually and we can amend each paragraph.
Okay, because that's what I want to do, because these are three, I'd say, connected but unrelated five-year periods that we need to consider individually.
Certainly.
But I see it that the last two are connected.
Well, they're going to be, I guess, in ideally. Okay, so with that in mind, so we can get to the next step. Do I hear a motion? Okay, so moved by Director Ball.
Second.
Second by Bell. Okay, now let's go back to the first page of the resolution, please. Does anybody make a okay, we're going to talk about the rate methodology. Does anybody make a motion?
I would move
to amend. Okay. Moving to
a would you like to make the
no, go right ahead.
I move that we strike 5 years and insert 10 years in the lease rate methodology paragraph.
Okay. I'll second that.
Okay, there's a motion and a second to amend the rate methodology to a 10-year period. Lorelei, do we need to poll the board on this?
What you need to do is, if you want to vote each section
as a separate resolution, you would go ahead, we have a motion, a second, and then you'd go ahead and call for a vote on that specific.
Okay, I wanted
the motion was, this is an amendment to the resolution.
Okay, so we are leaving
on each amendment in order.
We are leaving the resolution intact with amendments per paragraph. I think what you can do is, you probably have to have a vote as to that paragraph, but ultimately at the end, after you've made all the amendments, then you're probably going to have to go ahead and vote on the totality of the resolution.
That's what I believe it's going to be. It's going to be a vote per amendment, and then whatever amendment passes or does not pass, we will vote on the totality of the motion.
Yeah, as long as we vote at the end on the totality of the resolution.
So on the motion to amend in the first paragraph, five, and striking five and inserting 10. Did I get that right, Zach? Okay. Poll the board, please.
Chairman DeBlewitt?
No.
Director Johnson?
No.
Director Gere?
Yes.
Director Bellon?
No.
Director Ball?
Yes.
Director Bale?
No.
Director Bennett?
No.
Director Brady?
Yes.
Director Breeden?
Yes.
Director Carraba?
No.
Director Christian?
No.
Director Kilgore?
Yes.
Director Moore?
No.
Director Smith?
No.
Director Zaccanino?
Yes.
I have six yes. Nine no. Motion fails, excuse me. Moving on to the second paragraph, which is going to be concerning the 5 years to purchase. Is there a motion to amend?
I'll make a motion to amend the 5 years to 8 years.
A second.
Okay, we have a motion by Director Gere, second by Director Kilgore, to amend striking five and inserting eight?
Eight.
Eight. Please poll the board.
Chairman DeBlewitt?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Gere?
Yes.
Director Bellon?
Yes.
Director Ball?
Yes.
Director Bale?
Yes.
Director Bennett?
Yes.
Director Brady?
Yes.
Director Breeden?
Yes.
Director Carraba?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director Kilgore?
Yes.
Director Moore?
Yes.
Director Smith?
Yes.
Director Zaccagnino?
Yes.
Okay, motion passes. Now moving on to the third, third paragraph. I agree with Gene that this has to kind of mirror the purchase date. So do I hear a motion to amend here?
So moved.
Second.
8 years.
8 years, okay. Moved by Geard, seconded by Kilgore, striking five, inserting eight-year period. Please poll the board.
Chairman DeCluid?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Geard?
Yes.
Director Bellon?
Yes.
Director Ball?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Bennett?
Yes.
Director Brady?
Yes.
Director Breeden?
Yes.
Director Carava?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director Kilgore?
Yes.
Director Moore?
Yes.
Director Smith?
Yes.
Director Zaccagnino?
Yes.
Motion passes. Now we will consider the entire resolution.
Chairman, would you entertain another amendment before we move to the entire resolution?
An amendment to which portion?
To the first be it resolved, I guess it was the third paragraph, the first screen we were looking at earlier, the lease rate methodology.
I will not. We've already considered that amendment. I think.
Would you consider a new amendment to that paragraph? A different amendment, would that be in order, Mr. Chairman?
Sure, we'll entertain that amendment.
By way of introduction, I would just say very briefly that I think that it's important to us that we make this entire scheme as simple as possible. I think that's important in our relationship with the leaseholders at PK, and I think that it would be advisable to have one date as opposed to two dates. If we're going to do 8 years, let's go 8 years with the lease methodology as well to allow those leaseholders to have that one date to be thinking about, as opposed to having change after change occur during this transition period, which I think will be bumpy. Therefore, I would move to amend the resolution by striking 5 years and inserting 8 years before lease rate methodology.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, motion by Brady, second by Zaccagnino. Please pull the board. Yes.
Director Johnson?
No.
Director Geard?
Yes.
Director Bellon?
No.
Director Ball?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Bennett?
Yes.
Director Brady?
Yes.
Director Breeden?
Yes.
Director Carava?
Yes.
Director Christian?
No.
Director Kilgore?
Yes.
Director Moore?
No.
Director Smith?
Yes.
Director Zaccagnino?
Yes.
Four no's and 11 yeses. Motion passes. So now we'll consider the entire motion or the entire resolution.
I don't think that was had anything to do with it.
We'll change it and reread it.
Are we ready?
Yes.
Okay, could you please read the resolution?
The following resolution is presented for consideration to the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority for adoption at its May 20th, 2008 meeting. Be it resolved by the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority that any sale of Brazos River Authority leased property to a third-party purchaser shall require the third-party purchaser to acknowledge and accept the terms and conditions of any and all existing leases on lands that are part of the sale, and be it further resolved that any sale of Brazos River Authority leased property to a third-party purchaser shall require the third-party purchaser to maintain for no less than 8 years the lease rate methodology adopted by the Brazos River Authority Board of Directors at its July 30, 2007 board meeting. Provided, however, such rates may be based upon assessed rather than appraised values at the option of the third-party purchaser. And be it resolved that any sale of Brazos River Authority leased property to a third-party purchaser shall require the third-party purchaser to provide each lessee a period of no less than 8 years to purchase the lessee's leased lot from the third-party purchaser or its successor in interest. And Be it further resolved that the purchase price of any such sale of a leased lot to a lessee shall not include the value of any lessee's improvements on the leased property and shall be no more than the fair market value of the unencumbered fee simple estate. And be it further resolved that the third party purchaser shall extend the term of any lease as necessary to allow each lessee the full 8-year period of time to purchase the lessee's leased lot. That's the resolution.
Okay, you've heard of reading the resolution. Do I guess we ought to just poll at this point because we already have a motion. So please poll the board.
Chairman DeHewitt?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
No.
Director Beard?
Yes.
Director Bellon?
Yes.
Director Ball?
Yes.
Director Bale?
Yes.
Director Bennett?
Yes.
Director Brady?
Yes.
Director Breeden?
Yes.
Director Carrabba?
Yes.
Director Christian?
No.
Director Kilgore?
Yes.
Director Moore?
Yes.
Director Smith?
Yes.
Director Zaccanino?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. I guess we have another motion to discuss.
Yes, we have another resolution coming out of executive session, and that is the one that's on the screen right now. Again, this is for the board's consideration and discussion. The following resolution is presented for consideration to the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority for adoption at its May 20, 2008 meeting. Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager, CEO, to seek proposals from firms having the professional expertise to assist the Brazos River Authority in managing, marketing, and evaluating bids for the sale of Brazos River Authority real property interests at Possum Kingdom Lake.
I think this arises, as we've discussed, from the change in consideration we have to take. In order to further investigate the potential for a third-party sale is that we need to be able to seek out proper third-party advisors on this. And given the fact that we've worked with Integra, but the scope of our contract with them has changed to such a point that we feel it necessary that we need to seek or re-seek advisors. So, do we have any conversation to that effect?
Not worded there, but are we handling separately? Is the current contract is being?
We're going to deal with that in a later action item. Okay. But this is because of the change in scope. Okay. We feel it's proper and necessary to seek out, and we may end up back with Integra. I think they're an outstanding firm, but because of the change in the scope, I think we need to take the steps to properly seek out contractual negotiations. So there's no further discussion.
So move.
And I second.
Moved by Bell, second by Breeden. Would you please poll the board?
Chairman DeHewitt?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Gear?
Yes.
Director Bellon?
Yes.
Director Ball?
Yes.
Director Bale?
Yes.
Director Bennett?
Yes.
Director Brady?
Yes.
Director Breeden?
Aye.
Director Carrabba?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director Kilgore?
Yes.
Director Moore?
Yes.
Director Smith?
Yes.
Director Zaccanino?
Yes.
Thank you very much.